Israel News for Monday, June 17, 2024. Prime Minister Netanyahu has dissolved the war cabinet, a week after Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenko left the government. National Security Minister Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Smotrich had demanded to join the war cabinet, which may have led to Netanyahu disbanding it. Israeli officials reiterated that would not commit to ending the war in Gaza before the release of all of the hostages. They stressed that Hamas had violated previous agreements, so ending the war prematurely would be a mistake. Several IDF battalions, along with the Air Force, continue to operate in Rafah. The IDF said that over 500 terrorists have been killed and over 100 tunnel shafts discovered. On Saturday morning, 8 IDF soldiers were killed when their vehicle was destroyed by an explosive device while they were returning from a mission in Rafah, during which around 50 Hamas terrorists were killed. 4 other soldiers were killed in other incidents. IDF soldiers killed in Gaza. Sergeant Eliyahu Moshe Zimbalist, 21, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Beit Shemesh. Sergeant Itai Amar, 19, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Kochav Yair. Sergeant Stanislav Kostarev, 21, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Ashdod. Sergeant Or Blumovitz, 20, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Pardes Hanna-Kirkur. Sergeant Oz Yeshaya Gruber, 20, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Talman Asha. Captain Wasim Mahmoud, 23, a deputy company commander of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Beit Jan. Sergeant Yakir Yaakov Levi, 21, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Hafetz Haim. Sergeant Shalom Menahem, 21, of the Combat Engineering Corps 601st Battalion, from Beit El. Staff Sergeant Sur Abraham, 22, of the Nahal Brigade's Reconnaissance Unit, from Modi'in. Captain, Riz, Eitan Koplovich, 28, 8th Reserve Armored Brigade's 129 Battalion, from Jerusalem. Warrant Officer, Riz, Elon Weiss, 49, 8th Reserve Armored Brigade's 129 Battalion, from Sagot. Sergeant Yair Reutman, 19, of the Givati Brigade's Reconnaissance Unit, from Karnei Shomron. White House Special Envoy to the Middle East Amos Hochstein will arrive in Israel today in a bid to try and avoid an all-out war in the north. He will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Defense Minister Gallant, former War Cabinet member Benny Gantz, President Isaac Herzog and opposition leader Yair Lapid. Israeli and American officials acknowledge that the fighting in the north will likely continue until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. Hochstein will head to Lebanon for talks with Lebanese officials tomorrow. Meanwhile, a Hezbollah commander was killed in a drone strike in southern Lebanon today. The men who held the 3 Israeli hostages who were rescued last week were Ahmad Al-Jamal, a 73-year-old family doctor who is considered a pillar of his community, and his son, Abdallah, a 37-year-old Al Jazeera journalist. Abdallah's wife and children also lived in the apartment. Neighbors in the apartment complex claim that while they knew the family was closely connected to Hamas, they did not know that they were holding hostages. Israeli defense exports for 2023 hit a record $13.073 billion. Almost 50% of the exports went to Asia and the Pacific region and 35% to Europe. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.